The Gospel according to Matthew. Joseph, being an upright man and wanting to spare Mary any disgrace, decided to divorce her informally. He had made up his mind to do this when suddenly the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because she has conceived what is in her by the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you must name him Jesus, because he is the one who is to save his people from their sins." In the traditional iconography of St. Joseph, we invariably find an elderly, rather decrepit old man clutching a lily. And I remember Bishop Fulton Sheen was very definite against that idea. Joseph, he reckoned, was a young, vigorous man. And very soon after the birth of Christ, he had to go to Egypt out of fear of Herod and what Herod would do. And there, even though there was quite a Jewish community in Egypt at the time, Joseph would have had to set up home and start a business. And then we read, if we to follow again the historicity of Matthew, that Joseph was then told to take his mother back, and they settled in Nazareth, again having to set up a business and start again, the life of a young, vigorous, strong man. Bishop Fulton Sheen used to say that the elderly nature of the statues, pictures of Joseph, was a protection for Mary's purity and Mary's virginity. And Bishop Sheen then added, "But that is rather like trying to show honesty as a man with no hands." No, Joseph was a strong, vigorous man. A man of great faith. A man who trusted. He was an upright man. And one thing that I always find, I won't say amusing, but encouraging about Joseph was that he got the best answers to his prayers when he was asleep. And sometimes we wander and we daydream a little bit in our prayers. And Joseph fell asleep and the Lord spoke to him. So maybe we shouldn't be depressed if we wander and doze off during our prayer, that the Lord can speak to us very effectively and very powerfully. I suppose I grew up in a tradition of devotion to Saint Joseph, but he was always an avuncular kind of character, someone who was very kind and someone who was very loving towards us. And this is the Joseph that we need today to mind the church, to guard the church, and to lead the church on. Just as Jesus was taken by Joseph to Egypt and then back to Nazareth, perhaps we need a certain blind faith that Joseph will know where to take us. And we pray. Almighty God, at the beginnings of our salvation, when Mary conceived your Son and brought him forth into the world, you placed them under Joseph's watchful care. May his prayer still help your church to be an equally faithful guardian of your mysteries and the sign of Christ to mankind. And we make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen.